Okay, today is the 20th of Makresh, 29th of October, at the bottom of page Chuf in the Alei Shur. Just the last old paragraph there. Hashar Hazeh Hu Shar Knis L'Toch Olam HaTorah. This gateway is the entrance to the world of Torah. But Adam Zahirim, with careful steps, B'Dvarim Shkulim, and with balanced words, Ha'ikarim Asher Al HaMaskal Is Amen Bahem. Misbarim Bozeh. The fundamental concepts that the beginner has to train himself in. I believe it is Amen there means like the word umnus. And umnus is a craftsman, somebody who's trained. So to become trained in are explained here. Next page, Ya'an Ein Kan Yoni Hashkafas Olam V'Divrei Iyun Stam. Since we don't have here matters of a view of the world and just matters of analysis, it's not what this is. Yislavnu had v'yisbaru kol ha'dvar mal buryam rak al ha'im haga'asam l'tchum ha'ma'asa. The matters will become clear. I'm not sure how to distinguish between yislavnu and yisbaru. Yislavnu means to become like white, very clear, and yisbaru means to become clear because you sort it out. Image one is something that's there, yeah, like Bora. One, it's two Malachas and Shabbos, Libun and Bora. So, yeah, we're going to whiten things and we're going to remove the impurities. That will only happen, Al Buryam means like properly, when they come into the realm of mice, of action. Uba emes, klal huvachol ha-Torah kula. The truth is, it's a rule in entirety of Torah, ki ha-masa huhu ha-mafteach la-havana la-aliyah. That action is the key to understanding and elevation. It's not a philosophical book that you can study the philosophy in the abstract. It's a book of life guidance, and if a person's applying it, he gets it clear. But if it's just theoretical, it doesn't become clear.
So are you saying experience is your teacher?
Yeah, but sometimes people say that and they mean, like in certain professions, you only learn by doing. In the Torah, it's more than that. If I read about Midas as a theoretical, I don't know what I'm talking about. If I read about Midas as a guidebook for life and do it, it will become clear. It's meant to be. It's deeper than just experience as the teacher. Zehu roz shemalache hashares mishtam shembo. This is the secret that the malache hashares use. Right there you see it's different from just any apprenticeship type of concept. V'kivnu elav dar hadeya kashik dimu na'asel nishma. And the Dardeo, which is the term we use for the generation of the Midbar, who had great understanding, when they preceded the word Nasa before Nishma, that's the real secret of it. At a basic level, we say it's a statement of commitment. We'll do it even though we don't know it yet, but he's saying it's deeper than that. Torah is the kind of thing that if it doesn't come with an intent of practice, if it doesn't come with a prior commitment of doing, you don't understand it either. The learning doesn't work. Zehu sod ein ha-medrash ikar el ha-masa. That's the secret of when Chazal say medrash. The study is not the ikar, but the action. What do you mean? We spend so much time learning, and the Torah is so vast. Yeah, but if it isn't preceded with the intent to do, it doesn't work. I mentioned the other day, that's why the study of Torah has this halacha that if a mitzvah overish, yesh shalasos ayyadei acherim comes up, if a passing mitzvah that no one else can do comes up, you have to be mevatel talmud Torah to do it. Shigam l'midrash atzva, because even with the learning itself, hama'asa ikar, the main part of learning is the doing. Ki rak hama'asa mevarim alabin esedvarim. Only action clarifies the things. So again, it's not just learning is learning and doing is doing, but we should learn with the intent to do. It's learning only works if it's with the intent to do. From action, we come to understanding the inside, the essence that is stored away, that's hidden in Torah and Mitzvahs. Kol dvar Torah la'amita, any word of Torah that's true understanding. Ma'abada b'tzido, ma'abada is a laboratory. So every true word of Torah has like a place of analysis, a laboratory next to it. Bo epshilon asoso levaro, where you can try it and clarify it. Hamabada hi hachayim atzmam. And that laboratory is life itself. Yeah, this is where the Torah is. Yeah, that's where you analyze it. If I don't have a lab, I can't understand what I'm looking at, what I'm studying. So life is the laboratory for Torah and mitzvahs. Yachnisu dvar Torah l'toch ha-chaim is to bring words of Torah into life. Yichyu l'piv v'yivuru advar. They should live on his lips and the matters will become clear. V'yis'amsu b'leiv, and they'll become confirmed in the heart. Lulei ha-manti l'oros b'tuf Hashem b'eretz chaim. As David HaMelech says, if not that I trusted to see in the goodness of Hashem be'eretz chayim, in the land of living, meaning it has to be a live Torah. Okay, which brings us to the first perek. Again, the sefer is written, aimed at b'nei yeshiva, but it's for the young and young at heart, which we always should be. Yisrael Salanta, we spoke about the pasuk, Nar Yisrael ve'oaveyo, Yisrael is a lad, Yidna are always supposed to be young. So he goes through different aspects of Avodas Hashem and how we really should think about them and understand them. So the first parak is Limud Gemara, studying Gemara. Medrash Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Lulei Saras Klasha Ashuai, if not for your Torah, that was like my delight, my plaything. That's the pasuk in the long parak of Tehillim. Amr Yisrael, Kla Yisrael said, Ilulei Saras Klasha Haisa Imi, if not for your Torah that was with me, Behisha Ashuai, and it was the thing that I delighted in, Azavarati v'anyi, I would have been lost in my adversity. V'chein Moshe Omer Barov Sarapai Bekirbi. There's a series of chapters of Tehillim which the Gemara tells us are really Moshe Rabbeinu authored. It starts with Tfilah L'Moshe, those kapitloch in the Tzadis, Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. So this one also, this is from... We say this is the Shir Shalom on Wednesday. Seraphim are like deep thoughts. With the thoughts that are within me, Tanachu Mechi Shashu Nafshi, means like, basically, it's another way of saying that what Hashem gave me is Torah. That's what kept me going. La'olam lo eshkach pikudecha, which I think is the next pasuk in Tehillim. What we're quoting from Kapitel Kuf Yutes, those are the Lamed Psukim. Kuf Yutes is the... The long one has 8 psukim for each letter of the Aleph Beis. So you have Lule Saros Chashashuai, then you have La'olam Lo'ashkach Bikudecha. These are all from the Lamed psukim in that capital. So I'll never forget your mitzvos. Heim Chayim Li Yisrael, the life for Yisrael. Lule Hi, if not for it, Lo Hayachayim, there'd be no life. V'chein Hu Omer, Ki Hi Chayecha. That's what it says. It is your life. Uksiv, Ki Motzi Motzo Chayim. That's like a Mishnah, I believe. Those who find me, find life. A recurring theme in the Psukim of Nach, that the Torah is life. Torah einena kishar miktoos. Torah is not like other fields. Miktoa bochelo kol echa kifinat yasa v'kishrono. A field, an area, a person chooses for himself per his inclination and his talents. I like them. Those are basically the two ingredients that a person should use in choosing a field. Chovos Lavovos does write that just like every creature is created with the faculties it needs to survive. Hunting animals have the ability to hunt, etc. Birds have what they need. So he says a person's supposed to look at his own kishronos and view that as how Hashem empowered him to maintain himself, his family. So usually it's based on your natiya, what you're inclined to. If a person's really drawn to something and he's talented in it, those are the two factors. So for a miktsoa, that's how you do it. Torah, but Torah, Lulahi lo hayachayim. If not for it, there'd be no life. I think one of the things that Klal Yisrael has suffered from is like the westernization of the idea of Torah studies. That's why Gedolim were opposed to initially calling things rabbinical school, because it's like, so if I want to become a lawyer, I go to law school. If I want to become a rabbi, I go to rabbinical school. The idea that you actually would study Torah, even if it's not going to be used for a profession, was foreign to people. He's trying to say, regardless of what one is doing, the study of Torah is necessary. Tzeirei Yisrael shezocha l'ilma Torah. Young people who are zocha to study Torah, ein lahem lahashsis es limudam al cheshkam batorah. They shouldn't, base. They shouldn't form as their basis of their study their desire for Torah. I'm more inclined, I'm less inclined. Elal hechreach haTorah, the necessity of Torah. It's this quote from the altar of Mevardik. I never asked whether I can, I always asked whether I must. The question in life wasn't, you know, can I do this? Must I do this? If something is necessary, so I have to do it. Bedoros kedumim yada kol Yehudi, in earlier generations, every Yid knew, ki ilulehi lo hayachayin, without it, there's no life. Kulam lamdu, and everybody learned. The famous recording of Mordechai Gifter speaking, I think he wanted to see him Hashas, and he was describing what Telz looked like, the city. And he spoke about how the Yeshiva Bacharim stayed up all night on Shavuos one time, and then Shavuos by day, they were taking a stroll. And one of the Yidden from Telz gave them Musa. Yeshiva Bacharim, how are you strolling on Shavuos? You should be learning. And he described this, his name was Reb Eliyachayim. So this Reb Eliyachayim was a simple shoemaker who finished Shas seven times. Like when he gave them Musar, it was something. But the idea that everybody learned Torah was front and center. B'dorenu anu, in our generation, rak masein mispar yodem mechiv echreach limer Torah. Just a few nowadays know from the obligation and the necessity of the study of Torah. Havel komitz tzeirim zeh. Komitz is a fistful, right? It's a small amount. But this small amount of young people, hamakdish zmanal limud, that dedicates its time to study, Huhu hamasamel as Am Yisrael Amiti. It symbolizes true Am Yisrael. Huhu hamayatzeg as Am HaTorah. It's what presents as, represents the nation of Torah. V'zeh hatzarah shezocha liyos b'makom Torah. A young person who's zocha to be in a place of Torah. Al yachshav ki hu bochar b'beis sefer miktzoi l'Torah. He shouldn't think that he selected a quote-unquote a trade school. A school of a certain field, and that field happens to be Torah. And again, I think what he's addressing is that mindset that people who would learn, but I decided to go become a rabbi, so I'm learning, but it's like a field like any other. That his talents and his inclinations brought him to this field. Like others chose others. Chalila. God forbid, it's not that way. So he says that's not the way it is. Torah is a necessity for life, and we'll continue with that.